This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the wrap-up for the Toys for Tots for this past year. And I have a great person to talk a lot about this, Bob Benke, who is the Adrian Tecumseh and Britton Collector and volunteer for Toys for Tots. Bob, it's good to have you back on the program again.
Great to be here, Dale. And it was a great Christmas and holiday season for kids in Lenawee County, thanks to all the generous donations that we're able to receive.
You know, that's one thing about Lenawee County, and I know that you know that for sure, that Lenawee County really does come together when the need is out there and they know it's going to stay right here in the county.
Absolutely. And that's one of the greatest things about our local Toys for Tots program. All the toys that we received this year in Lenawee County stayed here in Lenawee County for Lenawee kids, and really happy to report that we received 1,000 more toys this year donated than we did last year. So our total number of toys was 9,098. So
wow.
Just a great number that we're all proud of. We knew that Christmas morning, kids woke up, and there are plenty of presents under the trees, thanks to everyone's support.
So with that amount of toys, you have a kind of an idea then how many children were served in the county then, Bob?
Yeah. So, you know, we primarily do the, you know, we say we're the muscle for a lot of the service clubs and organizations. So we distributed over 1,000 toys to the Tecumseh Service Club, over 3,500 to Associated Charities, Hudson Area Schools. They kind of pick up the west side of the county for us, and they had over 1,500 toys that they distributed, and then Salvation Army here in Adrian, a little over 3,000. And when we look at the number of children, almost 1,400 children that we served, you know, from birth on all the way up to upper teenage years. So that's a pretty impressive amount.
Especially with the additional amount that you're able to raise this year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we look at every year, it's interesting working and, you know, going into the sites because, you know, some years you'll go in and you'll work with a business and a collection site and, you know, they'll get, you know, maybe a half a box full and they're excited about that. And then the next year they put a little bit of effort or planning in there and kind of market it a little bit more, maybe with their clients or with students at schools and things like that, and just blows the roof off. And they're calling up and saying, hey, you need to empty early because my box is overflowing and I need my lobby back.
Yeah. Right. And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tucky's Big Boy and Bush's and Tecumseh, those are my two most frequent stops because they fill up just so fast. And, you know, sometimes I can empty there twice a week from the generosity. And I don't know if it's, you know, because I empty so frequently and people walk by and they're like, oh, there's no toys in there. I feel bad. So then they go and buy them. But, you know, whatever that works, those are always the two greatest locations in terms of just general community outreach that I cover in North Adrian and Tecumseh area.
But you had boxes throughout the entire county,
yeah,
right?
We have 100 boxes that we have throughout the county and, you know, major banks, restaurants, Edward Jones offices around the county, public libraries as well. Schools are big donors. So just plenty of opportunity to make connections there.
Yeah. You also had help with some individual groups this year, too. So let's talk a little bit about that.
You know, so the Devil's Lake Men's Club has been a longtime supporter of the program. And one of the things that they're really great for is filling that gap in need. So, you know, we get a lot of donations for, you know, kids and toddlers, but it's those older kids that oftentimes we run a little short on with donations. And the Men's Club, they take their cash donation, and they go to Meijer and they shop directly for those older kids. Mm. And it's just phenomenal to have that gap filled and that need filled by that group of individuals. So that's really what our work is with receiving the cash donations, to really fill that gap of what's been provided to us in terms of the actual toy donations.
Because a lot of times when people think about Toys for Tots, they think of tots.
Right.
And they don't think about the older kids necessarily. So that really helps with that little bit of a gap that is always there.
Absolutely. And that's always good for, you know, upper, you know, teenage girls with, you know, makeup sets or pajamas or some electronics or headphones. Those sort of things are all areas that they tend to fill that gap in, and much appreciated and needed.
You also worked with schools in during the campaign as well, and you did this time with Tecumseh Middle School, right?
Yeah, so we work with a lot of schools around the county. Blissfield Middle School was a new school for us this year, and they had a nice grade-level competition between each grade. Last year, it was Alexander Elementary collected the most, you know, so the elementary schools kind of surpassed the high schools at that point. And this year, Tecumseh Middle School, they were one that, you know, I rang the buzzer, walked into the office, and was, you know, kind of looking around in the lobby as I was going in and couldn't see the box. And I said, is the Toys for Tots box somewhere? And they said, oh, it's out there. It's covered. And I looked, and so they just had cardboard boxes just packed all around it.
Oh,
so,
my.
You know, it filled my truck up, and I had to go back and empty it after dropping it off at the Tecumseh Service Club and then, you know, come back. So it's just phenomenal. And then had the same thing happen a couple weeks later. So they were just on fire this year. So
that's great.
Amazing for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of gives those middle school students a more appreciation of what the holiday is all about, too.
Right, absolutely. And that's the thing where you're able to make that connection with donors, with students, and, you know, build that empathy. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, people are making that contribution and know that, you know, people in the community, sometimes the student sitting next to them in their same class is, you know, struggling. And
that's
how
right.
that, as I always say, it's the collective impact.
That's
that,
right.
That, you know, some of our boxes, you know, could only have a few presents in them, but when we pick them up and, you know, add them all up, you know, we have 9,100 toys that went to our kids here. So that's the impact that we need.
You also worked this year with the Eater and Women's Hockey Club?
Yes.
Hockey club, yeah.
Right, yeah. So Jim Pibbles, our coordinator for the county, he worked real closely with them. And the neat thing that they did, they had a toy drive night. So spectators, as they came in, made donations. And then members of the team and coaching staff also made donations as well. So it's just great to see, you know, from middle school kids all the way up to college and professionals getting involved to help out.
You also had another group that helped out this year, too.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting with Chico Cinco de Mayo group. So they wanted to give back to the community as well, just outside of the work that they do with their scholarship opportunity in May.
Mm-hmm.
And they got together and worked with the Blissfield American Legion and kind of did a partnership there. So the Blissfield American Legion, they hosted a dance, and the Cinco de Mayo group put on the event and brought the bands in. And again, that was one of those great nights where I'm driving home at the end of the night with a truck full of toys and a couple dolls sitting next to me as I'm driving home as my co-pilot. And it was great because not only were there a large number of toys, but then the Legion, and they had a whole box donated from their members as well, and some donations. So that's really what it's all about. And just new opportunities, you know, that was brand new this year, and they hope to continue that next year.
Well, it kind of sounds like with the success this year that they'll probably more likely do it next year as well.
Yeah.
Also, you want to do a shout out for Premier Chiropractic.
Yeah. So Premier Chiropractic, one of the neat things they did, again, kind of that, you know, let's create a challenge and come up with an idea. So what they did there with their clients was they pooled their money and then went to some local stores and kind of made a pitch of, hey, can you give us a deal? And they ended up purchasing 15 bicycles.
Ooh.
So, you know, those bikes then distributed. And, you know, I just think of, you know, probably not the best to be driving around town this week. But, you know, to see the excitement in a little kid's eyes with a brand new bike underneath the Christmas tree is, you know, something that brought a lot of warmth to kids' hearts as well.
Isn't Lenawee County great, Bob?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, the entire county can come together, you know, focus on the issue here of how do we make sure that we have a great Christmas and holiday for our kids and mission accomplished.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think it's too early at all to be thinking about next year, the Christmas season. We're talking about all these different groups that have helped out this year and mm-hmm. how much you're able to help out the kids this year as well as the different organizations that you yep. distributed to, you know, through Tecumseh Service Club, Associated Charities, Hudson Area Schools, and the Salvation Army. Maybe we can plant the idea in somebody's mind about planning an event for next year.
Absolutely. And that's kind of the great idea about the wrap up to, you know, share the successes of organizations and groups and what they did. You know, one of the things that we do that, you know, it's November 1st, so it's the day after Halloween is when boxes start going out.
Yeah.
So we have our list and we check it twice to get it right and get those boxes out. It always seems a little early, November 1st, but, you know, the issue is we want to get those toys collected and then get them to the service clubs by, you know, kind of mid-December, like the 12th, 15th, so that they can get those toys sorted, create mm-hmm. their Santa shops for parents, and then get them out. So anyone who's interested about, you know, looking into this next year, Jim is our coordinator, and his phone number is 517-605-9696, and, you know, can reach out to him anytime, and we'll get you on the list and get you set up for next year, and I'm sure as we plan for next year, we'll come back and have another chat too.
Absolutely. And you know, we look forward to it. You know, so it's a great idea not to only be thinking about maybe if you would want to be a location to set out a box, but also be in the back of your mind, maybe we can create an event to also help out with not only donations, but also donations monetary-wise, but
for
also,
sure.
you know, for the actual toys
yep.
and items, too.
And think about those clearance sales that you see at some, you know, our first Fridays at your stores downtown and around the county. You know, buy now and hold on to those until November 1st.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you so much for coming in and doing the wrap-up for the Toys for Tots for 2024. A great successful year, and we look for even more successful one coming up in 2025.
Appreciate it, Dale. Thanks so much.
And again, the phone number to get a hold of Jim Pibbles, who is the coordinator for Lenawee County?
517-605-9696.
All right, excellent. Bob, thank you so much. And thank you for all the work that you have done, as well as for Jim and everybody that helped out this year.
Yeah, we got a small core of great people.
That's right. That's for sure. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.